It's time for 30 minutes of nonstop sports conversation. It's Crunch Time with JB and Double T, presented by Buffalo Wings and Rings in Greendale. Good evening, everybody, and welcome into another edition of Crunch Time with JB and Double T, live from Buffalo Wings and Rings on Flossie Drive in Greendale. No JB tonight, but you got Double T here with some special guests. We're going to get with the South Dearborn Lady Knights soccer team here in just a moment, but we're going to run down the top stories in sports over the weekend before we get into some girls soccer. And some of those top stories, of course, the Bengals continue to struggle. There's a big upset in college football over the weekend, and also the high school football sectional draw. So we want to run down those items before we get into some soccer talk. And we're going to start with the Cincinnati Bengals here tonight. 0-6 on the season, a 23-17 loss to the Baltimore Ravens yesterday afternoon. Bengals showed a lot of heart, a lot of fight in this game. Just not a lot of talent on that team. The offensive line continues to struggle mightily. They made some changes yesterday with the starting lineup. John Jerry was in at left tackle, Billy Price in at left guard, and same result, really. Joe Mixon carried the ball 8 times for 10 yards. They didn't protect Andy Dalton very well, 21-39 for 235 and an interception. There was some big surprises in this game for the Bengals, though. The defense played pretty decent against a running quarterback, and Lamar Jackson was able to hold that offense to just 23 points on the scoreboard. And how about second-year wide receiver Auden Tate? Had a breakout game, 5 receptions for 91 yards. That was a career high, and he was making A.J. Green-like catches out there on the field, a big-bodied receiver who continues to get better. So I do like to see the progression from the young receiver. But the Bengals 0-6, and they're going to take on Jacksonville coming up this weekend, and I would suspect that's going to be another tough game for them. Jacksonville, who just held down the New Orleans Saints offense to about 13 points over the weekend. The Indianapolis Colts, they were off this week, but they do have a big game looming against the Houston Texans, who set in first place in the AFC South. They're coming off a big win against the Kansas City Chiefs, so that is a huge game, even though it is early on in the season for the Indianapolis Colts. Got to win that one. These are games they're going to count towards going to the playoffs later in the season, so a big one for the Colts. Speaking of playoffs, the college football playoffs perhaps starting to take shape a little bit after a huge upset victory by the South Carolina Gamecocks. They knocked off number 3 Georgia in Athens. Georgia losing at home in overtime to South Carolina. They fall, I think they were 10th or 11th in the AP poll coming out of that game, so they're not necessarily out of the college football playoff picture, but they are certainly on the outside looking in. Did alter the top 4, Alabama, Clemson, LSU, after a big win against Florida and Ohio State there as well. More regionally, locally, if you would like to say it that way, UC continues to play really, really well. They're 5-1 on the season after beating Houston over the weekend. Indiana was a winner over Rutgers. Kentucky beat Arkansas. Purdue was a big winner, and Notre Dame held off USC for a 3-point victory. So it was a good weekend for regional teams in college football. And if you're a non-fan of the SEC, a really good weekend seeing a couple of their teams getting knocked off in college football. So we'll continue to move on, try to keep this quick so we can give the South Dearborn Lady Knights soccer program as much time as possible on the program. But we do want to get to the high school football sectional draw, because this is obviously a big deal in our area. And we're going to start in Class 4A, Sectional 23, 8 teams in this sectional. And East Central and South Dearborn, 2 of the teams in this sectional that we follow closely. East Central is number 2 in Class 4A. They drew Silver Creek, who has 1 loss on the season. They're ranked number 9 in 4A. The winner of that game would play Greenwood or Madison. And then on the other half of the bracket, South Dearborn drawing Mooresville, who is ranked number 11 in 4A. So a tough matchup for the Knights, but they will get to play on their home field. And if they can win that game, they would play Jennings County or Martinsville in the sectional semifinal. In 3A, this is the 3A sectional that's highlighted by Lawrenceburg, Brownstown Central, among other teams, and they could be on a collision course in the semifinals. Brownstown Central, number 5 in 3A, they're going to take on Charlestown in the first round, and then Scottsburg will be at Lawrenceburg next Friday, so those two teams could play in the semifinals. On the other half of the bracket, Batesville at Rushville and a surging Franklin County team at Greensburg. In 2A, this sectional featuring Switzerland County, they're having a nice season. They're going to play Paoli next Friday. If they win, they'll go on to play Mitchell or Triton Central. You also have Providence, Clarksville, Eastern, and Union County in that sectional. And then Milan dropping down to 1A this year. They'll be in sectional 47, and they will play at Knightstown next Friday night. If they win that one, they would play Oldenburg or Hagerstown. And then on the other side of that bracket, South Decatur will be at Try, and Cambridge City Lincoln will play the prohibitive favorite in that sectional, North Decatur, who is ranked number 9 in Class 1A. So I know that was kind of a quick breakdown of the high school football sectional, but you can find all those matchups over at EagleCountryOnline.com. And we also want to get to boys and girls soccer sectional. We have plenty of teams that are advancing to the regional. In boys soccer, we have Batesville was a champion over the weekend. They beat Rushville 1-0, so they're going to play Speedway at Greensburg on Saturday. In Jacksonville, they were a 5-0 winner over Southwestern, so they'll play Providence on Saturday at the North Posey Regional. In girls soccer, plenty of teams advancing, including the South Dearborn Lady Knights, who sat here at the table with me at Wings and Rings, and they beat Lawrenceburg, their main rival, 2-0 over the weekend, and we're going to have more on that game coming up here in just a few minutes. East Central moving on, they were a 3-0 winner over Mount Vernon Fortville. They will go on to play Avon in the New Powell Regional on Saturday. Batesville was a 11-0 winner over Greensburg, and they're actually going to be in the same regional as South Dearborn, so we'll touch on that here in just a moment. Oldenburg Academy, another area team, moving on in girls soccer. They'll play Providence on Saturday. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get to our featured guest of the evening. They've been sitting here waiting patiently to get their turn on Crunch Time. With just double T tonight, JB absent tonight, we'll give him a pass. But this is the first time in the short history of this program that we are featuring a high school soccer team. So thank you guys so much for being here. And we're going to go around the table. Everybody introduce yourself. Let everyone in Eagle Country know what year you are in school and what position you play on the soccer team. Go ahead. Don't be shy, ladies.
Okay. I'm Bree LaGreca. I'm a senior, and I play center back.
Hi, I'm Erin Huber. I'm a senior, and I'm a forward.
All right.
Hi, I'm Sydney Holder. I'm a senior, and I'm a goalkeeper.
All right. We also have head coach Bob Matola here and assistant Morgan Wolfer. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. So before we get to all the celebratory stuff about winning the sectional and everything, let's kind of backtrack and get to know the South Dearborn Lady Knights soccer team just a little bit better. Season record 15-4, great season, coach. First off, what kind of formation do you guys set up in, and what kind of style of play can folks expect from the South Dearborn Lady Knights?
We set up in a 3-5-2 formation normally. And I would say style of play kind of varies depending on the opponent that we're going against. We're a very fast team. We got two girls up top with one right behind them in the center midfield that are extremely fast. They when they start going, it is hard for a defense to stop them. I got a great midfielder group. My center midfielders are tough. They control the ball really well. They feed them as needed. I got outside back or outside mids that get forward. So that's kind of the formation there. And then we got the three backs in the back that are just excellent one-on-one defenders that that hold us in the back.
When I think about five midfielders there and two attackers,
yeah.
it makes me think that you want to be attacking, have the ball, and score a lot of goals. So is this a fun style of play for you ladies to be a part of?
As a defender, like, I enjoy it because, you know, the three backs are able to work as a team really well and get to know how each other plays and work off each other really well.
Erin, you're a big goal scorer, so this system obviously fits you pretty good.
Yeah, I like this formation because it allows us to get forward with numbers, but it also protects the defense when it goes back on their side.
Yeah, absolutely. Those five midfielders can kind of clog up space there in the midfield as well, Coach.
We can bring them back. We can control the midfield. We can do what we need to do, forward or back, depending on the situation.
So I see a little over 3.5 goals per match. You've been holding opponents to under a goal per match. So not only can you score a lot of goals, but we just talked about a little bit holding down other teams. That's something that's going to be very crucial come this weekend. We'll get to that here pretty soon. But one thing I like about your team, especially from just looking at the stats, and I know soccer's a game where you're going to share the ball a lot, but 69 goals, 65 assists. So a lot of different players getting involved and contributing at a high level.
That's right, and it is a team sport, and at the end of the day, that it takes not just the 11 on the field, but the girls coming off the bench to make it happen, and that's what we are. We are a team of 19 strong.
So expand on that a little bit more, you know, sharing the ball so much. How fun is it to see so many different people get involved, whether they're dishing out an assist or putting the ball in the back of the net? That's got to be a cool feeling, seeing so many different girls contribute so well this season.
I just like it because it gives everyone, like, to feel part of the team, and we all celebrate together. We all cheer each other on, and I just think it's a great team to be a part of and to celebrate all together.
Now we have Coach Wolfer here, and I understand that you just joined the team this past weekend, and we'll get to your story here in just a bit, but have you been able to track the team throughout the season, and what have been your impressions so far about the South Dearborn Lady Knights?
I have. So Coach Bob actually found this new app that he can submit all the games to and breaks it down for us. So while I was over there, I got to watch them play all season. So it was nice.
So kind of elaborate more on what they were talking about with just how well everyone's been sharing the ball, all the different goal scorers. How impressive has that been to you just as kind of a spectator a little bit?
I love it. It's awesome to watch them play. They work great as a team, and it's like Aaron said, it's not when one person scores, it's not two of them celebrating, it's the whole team. So,
and the leading scorers for South Dearborn, Aaron Huber's here with us tonight, 26 goals. Abby Hensley with 9. Is it Shane Conley?
Shane.
She's got 6 goals, and Katie Cutter's got 6. And then I was going to list off everybody that had assist, but it's like everybody on the roster. So you just
every player on our roster got an assist this year, and every player got a goal this year.
So that's absolutely fantastic. So you can just go to Max Preps and check out all the stats there. But let's talk a little bit about the defense. We want to give those folks credit as well, defenders and goalkeeper here. So who are the stars on that side of the pitch?
Well, yeah, one of them here in Brie LaGreca, Megan Heakey. No, of course. and those two have been with me for a couple of years. They're both seniors. They've been getting the job done. We brought in a freshman this year, Brooke Ward, who's been starting for us. And then, you know, we have Katie Townsend is our fourth that rotates in. Those four can pretty much read each other's mind back there. They, when you watch them play, they look like they are moving on a string together. They're backing each other up. When one of them's getting ready to possibly get beat, there's another one right there that's backing her up, and that's kind of what makes our defense so strong.
And I'm getting the impression that you just have a lot of depth. We've talked so much about all the different moving parts and girls that are contributing to this team. How important has that been, particularly with the sectional run, winning the 2 games to win the sectional title? I'm sure you can wear teams down by getting so many fresh bodies in the game.
Absolutely. And it'll be real important this coming weekend with 2 games on the same day, how they've changed the regional to that. Getting some fresh bodies in there and being able to, you know, spread that out a little bit instead of wearing down one group will be big, and especially going into that second game.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more about the regional semifinals game here in just a moment, but let's get to the sectional here. You basically got the bye, which is always good. You want to play really as few games as possible to win championships if you can, but you get the win over Franklin County 3-0, and then the big matchup with Lawrenceburg. You had lost to them previously in the regular season. You got a chance to go onto their own turf and beat them for a sectional championship. Just talk about the experience as a whole, and we'll turn to the players here. 2 games to win the sectional. It's back-to-back championships. Was this one, does this one feel any different, or they're all awesome?
I think they're all awesome. I just think this one was probably better just because we lost to them in the regular season, and just winning it and scoring early was just a really good accomplishment, and it just felt like a weight lifted off of our shoulders.
And how about a clean sheet in that game, too? That had to be something special, especially being a defender.
Yeah, that one felt really good just because, like, for one, it's Lawrenceburg, and then for two, like, it was a sectional championship. But because of that, when we lost to them in regular season, it was a heartbreaker because they scored with 19 seconds left, and that kind of hurt the defense a little bit. It hurt our parts a little bit more than I think people realize. So it was nice to get that win against them.
Sydney, you want to add anything to that? Just a sectional championship, pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I was ecstatic when we, you know, scored, like, in the first 2 minutes like we did. And I don't know.
Takes a little pressure off your shoulders a little bit, getting that early goal.
Like, we lost to him in the regular season, and we beat him in sectional. You can't, like, it's hard to beat a team twice in the same.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point. And I played high school sports, and I remember some of those tough losses, and you tend to kind of play a little bit harder if you get another chance at them. From a coaching perspective, it had to be pretty gratifying to see your girls come back from losing against Lawrenceburg and avenging that loss in the most important game of the season.
I knew we could win at the end of the day. I knew they could win, and they were ready for that game. Probably the biggest thing for us is not just winning that sectional, is to get the monkey off our back, winning against a really good team on a turf field, because we've been known to not be able to do that. They stepped up. They've showed they can, and we can move forward and get that off our back.
And speaking of which, I played high school soccer as well. Didn't really get to play on any turf fields, but I know the ball moves a little bit faster. You got to be a little bit more technical out there.
Absolutely.
So we understand that takes a little bit of a learning curve to get used to.
And last night they picked up that game. They controlled the ball well. They moved the ball well, and you couldn't even tell. There was no difference. So that has changed.
So only four losses on the schedule, and I've kind of been highlighting the losses with every team, no matter what sport comes through here, because you can learn a lot from losses, and you guys played really good teams. I mean, your losses are to East Central, Bloomington South, Lawrenceburg, and Highlands.
Yep.
So those are four really, really good teams. So if you look back on those losses, are there anything that you can take from those losses, lessons learned that can help you this Saturday when you get to the regional?
One important lesson I think we learned was, like, when we're down, we're really well on not getting down on each other. We're a really good team on our chemistry and how we work together, but we're also good supporters of each other. So when we get down, we know, like, don't stay down and keep each other up.
Stick together. I like it. Anything to add to that?
I think a big thing is that when we go from, like, a loss, the next game we work 10 times harder to get the win and to feel more confident in ourselves.
Okay, so I'm going to add on to that, because you're coming off a win now, so how do you keep that motivation? I know it's a regional, so you don't really need a lot of motivation, but how do you keep your focus and stay sharp leading into this game?
Well, I think we just need to have a good week of practice, run the beep test every day, and just work hard and support each other just to be confident in ourselves as we walk onto the field for regionals.
For those listening that don't know what the beep test is, can you let everyone know what that is?
Okay, so the beep test is, some people called it the pacer test in elementary school. So you start up with a certain distance apart, and you just run until you can stop, like, until you absolutely are done. It's like you wait for the beep, and then you go to the next line. And then when you hear that beep again, then you just keep going back and forth until you are completely worn out.
I like it. Has that been pretty effective for you over the years, Coach?
It's very effective. And I like it because they're competing against themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Their last time they ran it, trying to beat it their last time and the last number, whatever they got to. So it's not just looking and competing against each other as they're doing it, but they're competing against themselves. And you should see these girls when they're starting to drop out, they all continue to jog and move, but they're cheering for each other. They keep going, and that's amazing.
And at this point of the year, it's win or go home, so you just run until you can't run anymore. But I want to get back to the sectional championship, and we're going to bring Coach Wolfer back in, because you surprised the team, from what I understand. Can you give us a little synopsis of this story that happened over the weekend? It seems like it's pretty cool.
So I got back October 5th, and I was kind of in hiding because my parents weren't in town. They had just left vacation, so I was in hiding all week, and got a hold of Coach Bob, and he was like, well, this will be good motivation for the girls. So I showed up to the school on Saturday, and he told me he had the girls at the cafeteria. They were in there jamming out, playing music, getting pumped up. He had me wait outside the cafeteria doors, and I could hear him talking, and that's when he told the girls he had a surprise for them, and that's when I walked through the door. So.
And you were returning home from Iraq, is that correct?
Yep.
That is pretty cool. Girls, how awesome was it to see her walk through the door?
It was honestly, because we have been missing her, it was great. It was awesome. It was such a motivation and a surprise. There was not one of us that wasn't in tears.
Anything to add? No, perfect answer there. All right.
You should have saw them jump up and run to that door. It was, they swarmed her.
Is there video footage of this anywhere?
I missed the actual initial jump up. I got it when they got over there, but I missed it, and I regret missing that.
Well, I think it's okay that it's not out there, because that was a special moment for your group, so you can keep it as that. But we definitely want to make sure that we got that story out there tonight, because I thought it was really cool. So let's move on to the regional semifinals coming up this weekend. You're going to play Tri-West Hendricks. Remind me where this regional is at. I don't have that off the top of my head.
Rebuff,
Jesuit. Okay, so this is a very, very good team. There's no way to sugarcoat it. They've scored a ton of goals. I see one girl that has 50 goals on the season. I don't know if that was a misprint on Max Preps. So going into this game, how are you preparing for a team that can looks like they can score a lot of goals?
Well, I honestly have not a lot of information about them. We are not going to do a lot of things differently going into it. Right now, we can score a lot of goals, too.
Sure.
We can also defend well. And I've looked at those goals. I've also seen some of the teams that they've racked those goals on. And,
sure.
And I'm not so sure that 50 goals is impressive
okay.
as much as the goals that this young lady over here has scored against some really, really hard teams.
I like that answer. And I also like that you're kind of sticking to your guns, because really at this point, everybody is who they are, and you're going to play your game. So I'll turn to the student athletes here, and you guys are obviously preparing for a big game. Is there anything that you do mentally to get yourself ready for a big game? Is it just kind of same old for you, go through the routine and get ready that way? I'm just kind of interested in getting your minds going into a big game on Saturday.
Well, one thing Coach Bob had us do before our sectional game, we did this basically type of meditation where we closed our eyes for 5 minutes and just mentally pictured the game and what we wanted to happen, and I think that really helped for us on Saturday.
That called was visualization, yes.
I like it. Bree, you have anything to add on to that?
Usually, like, as our with our team, on our way there, we get ourselves, like, hyped up. We are ready to go, you know, and then once we step off that bus, we're completely ready to go, and we're completely focused in.
Sydney, anything to add?
After this win from Saturday, I think that we're just kind of pumped about regionals, you know, and I think we're ready, really.
We've been there before. You've all been there before. Yeah. Only there's only two freshmen on the team that have not been there, so they're ready. And, Aaron, you're not allowed to give away any more of my secrets.
Sorry about that. I probably led him into that. So let's get away from the serious stuff. We'll just wish you the best of luck coming up this Saturday. And now let's get into some more fun questions. We always do this with every team that comes through. Open it up for what we call lightning round. It doesn't really ever go that good. You can take as long as you want. But your soccer players, do you have a favorite soccer player out there? Male, female, doesn't matter.
So my favorite soccer player is Megan Rapinoe. She basically plays the same position as I do. She led the women in the World Cup to win it with all those goals. And I just think she's a good natural player, and she works hard and supports her team.
All right. Next, Bree.
So I think my favorite player would probably be Crystal Dunn. She started off as an offensive player, and then she worked her way back to defense. And how versatile she is really impressive to me.
All right. So maybe you have a favorite soccer player out there?
I don't really have one, but if I had to go with one, it'd be Ashlyn Harris. And she's a goalkeeper, and she's just motivates me to keep playing keeper and everything.
All right. Coaches, if you want to add on to if you have a favorite soccer player or team.
Messi.
Done. All right. Is he the greatest of all time?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, I could watch him play for hours.
I just wanted to put that argument to bed. Yeah, right, Ronaldo there. Fans, I guess you have to sit down because Coach says Messi's number one there. All right, so I guess I'll follow up because I heard some U.S. Women's National Team players there, so I'm guessing everybody got a chance to watch the World Cup over the summer. First ever country on the women's side to win back-to-back World Cups. I'm sure that had to be pretty inspiring.
It was. It really was. To watch them work as a team and to overcome everything that they had to overcome, it was pretty cool to watch.
All right. Anybody else want to add on to that?
I feel like their back-to-back wins motivated us. Like, we did the same thing as them, and we can go far just like they did and show people, prove them wrong, and show them what we can actually do.
All right. Very good. I can't believe nobody said Rose Lavelle is the favorite player, though. She's the Cincinnati hometown girl. She's fantastic. Okay, speaking of Cincinnati, I am a season ticket holder to FC Cincinnati. Have anybody got a chance to go out to a match? And if so, what do you think?
We went. Aaron and I went. And they didn't win. So
that's all right.
I mean, it was fun to go, though. It was a good atmosphere to be a part of and be able to watch that game.
Coach, you ever been out to an FC Cincinnati match?
I have not. I watch a lot on TV, but I don't go to the game.
Well, next time I can't use my tickets, I'm going to force you to check it out.
All right, appreciate that.
All right, let's see here. Any pregame rituals? Could be favorite meal, maybe a snack you have. I don't know. What do you got going on before the game?
Okay, so I have two pregame rituals. I always stretch a lot before my games. I don't know
why.
That's
a good idea.
Like, my whole entire body stretch. And I always have Bree braid my hair before every single game.
Yeah, so that's basically my ritual is I braid her hair, and then sometimes, usually I take a nap if it's a long bus ride.
All right, so do you have one? Nope, just ready to play as soon as you get there. I love it. Okay, we have a few more minutes here left in the broadcast. It is Crunch Time with JB and Double T live from Buffalo Wings and Rings on Flossie Drive in Greendale. We're here with the South Dearborn Lady Knights soccer team. Any future plans for you ladies post-high school? And if you don't have anything concrete, what would you like to do after high school?
So after high school, I'm going to the University of Cincinnati. I'm not playing soccer. I'm going to get a degree in biology, and then I'm going into the military to train to become a physician assistant.
Wow, very good.
Okay. So my plans are pretty undecided right now. I think I want to pursue education, elementary education, but that's not definite yet, so I don't know.
All right, Sydney.
I want to go into the medical field, and I want to go to Xavier. Not really sure.
Rival. You're going to be rivals.
Yeah.
But perhaps. Okay, so got the future plans out of the way. Let's just go a completely different direction. Either a good movie you recently saw or a favorite one that you rewatch all the time.
So my favorite movie is probably Aladdin.
Okay. The new one or old?
Or both.
Okay.
Both.
All right.
I really liked the new Lion King that just came out over the summer. It made me cry a lot.
All right, so I should get some Kleenex foam and watch that one. Put you on the spot here.
Mine would probably be the new Toy Story 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Coaches, do you have a favorite movie out there?
Yeah, On for Red October.
On for Red October? Is that
Did
what you
watch that?
Do you have one?
Mine's probably Grease or something.
All right, those are good ones, absolutely. And let's get a music question out there, too. What you guys listen to before the game, or what's your favorite type of music? You get bonus points if you say country. You don't have to, though.
They actually do listen to country on the way, on the bus.
We do?
Sometimes. I've heard it.
I guess I don't remember that.
Somebody's listening to
it's
country.
Usually a variety of just any hype-up songs. Anyone that puts a song out there, we play it.
Something upbeat.
Yeah.
All right.
Usually they don't like my songs. So.
It's usually throwbacks or something that we can all sing to and, you know, get up and dance to.
I'm interested to know what a throwback is. 80s rock?
Yeah,
okay.
Sometimes.
Yep. But usually, like, throwbacks is, like, from, like, 2010 and then, like.
Oh, you go all the way back.
Oh, you are making me feel super old here today.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time here, but I hope you guys have enjoyed this experience on Crunch Time. We certainly wish you all the best of luck coming up this Saturday as you take on Tri-West Hendricks in the regional. Coach, thank you so much for coming out tonight.
Thanks, Double T. Appreciate it.
All right, and for those who might just be tuning in, you'll be able to catch this podcast tomorrow. I have it posted early on at EagleCountryOnline.com. And as always, we hope that you can come out and join us for a future episode of Crunch Time here at Buffalo Wings and Rings in Greendale. So long and good night.
Thank you for listening to Crunch Time with JB and Double T. Join us live each Monday from 6:30 until 7 o'clock at Buffalo Wings and Rings in Greendale, or listen live on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.